This call is being recorded.
differences here, but mostly you have all done this before. Some of you have gone through experiences over and over where you were watching, you were observing what was going on. You were not taking actual participation in the events that were happening. But here now, those of you that are here and now, and certainly as I am speaking to you, you are here and now, then you are experiencing the participation part of this, the being the warrior part. And that is very important. And next week, we did not have it happen this week because there was a need to raise the energies here, but and not here in this room. We are not speaking of that, but that also, but we are speaking of raising the energies within each of you, and especially within this one we are speaking through. It was important to raise the energies here for this one, because there are things coming in the next weeks here, and even the next week that you find yourself again together, the next Sunday, Archangel Michael will be here with you. We're telling you that now because he has a very important message to bring at that time. Something that many of you have been looking forward to. At this point, James has no idea what we are speaking of, but that is the kind of the way it goes sometimes. So we are telling you now that there are some important happenings that are coming and are already in the process now. Many of these things that are going on in the background that you yet do not know of, or that you are getting inklings of, because they are real. This is all real. There is no cover-ups here that we are performing. We are just telling you that the cover-ups are coming to an end. Very much so. And it may continue on for a little bit yet, but it is going to be less and less and less. And more of the truths are going to come through, filter through, be revealed. And you are going to find that everything indeed has been orchestrated, as we have been saying for a time now. So everybody keep those seatbelts fastened, because there are some amazing times coming. And some, yes, they will be a little rocky at points, but that is because your old three-dimensional illusion, the paradigm you have been programmed into, is coming to an end. And as one paradigm comes to an end, it crashes and there is chaos. Chaos before the order, you see? We are not speaking about the New World Order here. We are speaking about the order that comes from chaos, the order that will take over here in terms of bringing into your knowing the new golden age. And it is going to be a new golden age. It is already becoming a new golden age. And if you look at it from the point of view where everything is one, you are already in the new golden age, you see? And everything, we hear those things you speak of in terms of 6D and 5D and 4 and 3D and all of this. And you are in all of these Ds at this time. You are in the 3D and working toward the 4D. And many times you are not in the 3D anymore. You are operating in the 4th and 5th dimensional. And even, yes, sometimes you go beyond that in the experiences that are beyond your knowing and you're beyond your understanding. Then you are in those higher dimensions. But then when some of you do understand them, it is because you have been there before. You are just going back home, you see? This is all about coming back home. And this is the ascension process. You are going through the ascension process now. You are going to experience the transition as you are going through it. You are going through the transition right now as well. But it will at times become a little bit disconcerting for you, but at other times it will be wonderful. And it all depends on how you look at things, how you see things. If you look around and you see the ugliness that many of the population in the world are seeing, then that is what it will be for you. That is the timeline that you are creating. But if you are looking around and seeing the chaos, but seeing the beauty and the order through the chaos, then everything is going to become that for you. That is the timeline that you are moving on now. You see? So when you come together the every 7 days here, as you do, that is important. There are no shoulds, of course, but it is important for you to come together as a group, as one, coming together, experiencing together, sharing together, growing together, being one together, whenever you can. If you cannot do it on a weekly basis, then so be it. But do it if you can. Find yourselves together in this way, because with where two or more are gathered in my name, there I will be amongst them. That is what Yeshua said, and that is so true. Because when you come together as more than just the one individual, then you create the extra energies, the higher vibrations come easier to you as a group. You understand what we are saying here, because you have felt this before. You have felt this in a group environment. That is important, and that is why we have the advances here. That is why we encourage you to attend the advances. If it is in person, wonderful. That is the best way, certainly. Best way for you, because it is very easy for you then to experience the energies directly as they come. But for those of you that can join on the phone, then that is also wonderful as well, because there is no time and space, so even though you are on the phone, you can also still be there in the room. But there are those times that James has spoken of and others have spoken of, which are in between the meetings. And those times are also wonderful, because wonderful things happen in those moments as well. So we will get off our soapbox here now and ask for any questions. Are there questions out there?
Yes, there are questions in the room here.
We have questions in the room.
I think you've already hit on this, but I will ask it to let Sally from San Diego know that we are acknowledging her question. She says, one who serves, some weeks ago, you mentioned that something was coming on February 18th. Since then, I have heard another channel mention this date repeatedly with reference to some kind of dateline or end of the transition period and beginning of the reconstruction. Can you provide any further insight on this?
Well, you all know how we feel about the dateline thing, but we are going to answer this somewhat because, in a sense, we have already answered this, because the next time you come together, guess what? That is the 18th, and that is when Archangel Michael is going to be here with you and share something important then at that time. So there is an understanding here in that particular time frame that you are speaking of. Also, it is following your next solar eclipse, and that is also important here. So many things to consider as these things continue to move ahead. You have passed through a lunar eclipse, and the blood moon and blue moon, and the once in a lifetime happening that occurred for that. Many of you did not see it, but that is okay. You did not need to see it. You just need to feel it. And feel it, many of you did. And you are continuing to feel the effects from that. And you are also going to feel the effects from the next one and the next cosmic events that are coming. And we are speaking in terms of plural here, cosmic events that are coming. Some are going to be spoken of ahead of time here by your sciences, but some are going to happen without you even knowing it, and this is what is bringing the waves of energy that we have spoken of many times, and what is going to lead to that great galactic pulse, or the event, as you tend to call it, and what we call the changeover. Okay?
Okay. There were a couple of questions sent in from David in Houston, who says, Zora of Hollow Earth speaks about millions of aeroships, UFOs, that are currently cloaked in position in our skies in every city, state, and country around the planet. He has described the beginning of the galactic disclosure as there will be an announcement over all communications devices. such as televisions, computers, and things. And then the Ashtar command will authorize all aeroships simultaneously to decloak and send a massive healing signal or frequency that will reach every human being in this planet. At that point in time, everyone in this world would be healed and fully restored to their original divine blueprints. Is that, excuse me, is that still the plan for the Galactic Federal of Light and the Galactic Federation of Planets? Has anything changed, or can you elaborate further?
What we can tell you is that, yes, there are millions and billions of ships out there. They are waiting there. They are cloaked, and they are there to move at a moment's notice. And, yes, Ashtar, the Ashtar Command, along with the Pleiadians that are part of this especially, they are waiting for the signal to come to be able to then move in and assist in the entire process that is going on here, the process of the light and the process of moving through this ascension. They are there and ready and willing and waiting for that moment, that signal to be given. So all of this is accurate. As to when this occurs, of course, we cannot say that because no one yet knows that answer. But when this does happen, there will be an increase of consciousness across the planet. It will coincide with the galactic pulse as it is entering the planet from the galactic central sun. And when this happens, you will not see immediate healing across the planet, although there will be some miraculous healings that will occur at that point, because those ones that have experienced this consciousness raising will have moved into the higher vibrations at that point and can then no longer have these maladies and things that plague them up to this point. So there will be some of this, but not everyone will feel this, because it will be different for everyone, depending on the vibration that you are in at the moment. That is why we say to you to continue to raise your vibrations, continue to maintain those higher vibrations as much as you can, and do everything you can to surrender to the source within you all of those old paradigm programming that has gone on within you for many, many lifetimes here. The time is now, and this is what Archangel Michael is going to speak about, as well as other things, but he is going to come and tell you that it is time now. Sananda has said that, Archangel Michael will say that, Ashtar has said that, and on and on. And it is coming, the changes are here now, and you are going to experience more and more of this as the truths continue to be revealed everywhere. And once the truths are being revealed everywhere, then more and more will awaken. And as more and more awaken across the planet, it will trigger the galactic central pulse.
So David has a second question. He says, I have been hearing on YouTube to Dr. Lee Carroll, who channels Kryon of magnetic service. Kryon calls himself an angelic being who has never been in a physical form before, but teaches esoteric spiritual subjects. Is he a legitimate source of information to listen to, or can you comment further about Kryon of magnetic service?
Kryon is certainly, as you would say, a legitimate source. There are many what you would call legitimate sources, and there are some that are not so much, you would say. We do not tend to individualize any of these sources, because it all depends on the one that they are coming through and the vibrations that one is feeling and experiencing in that moment. If one that is doing the channeling, such as this one, James, is raised in vibration, and this is what we did with the oming here, then it brings through a much clearer channel at that point. And this, with the one you speak of as Kryon, is a very clear channel in many respects much of the time. But there is never 100%, and even he or any of the others would say the same. There is always that filtering process that comes through, with the exception of when one is a, what you would call a trance channel. And when the one is a trance channel, then they're completely gone and allow for the full process to come through. You see? There are trance channels, there are semi-trance or semi-conscious channels, such as this one we speak through, and there are ones that are conscious channels, where they are fully there. It all depends, though, on the vibrations that that one is in at that time. Okay?
So the one Lazarus would be a trance channel, right?
No.
No.
Not trance.
Not
semi-conscious.
Semi-conscious.
Yes. Are there other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
Has the first wave happened?
To speak directly to this, the answer is no.
Okay.
Not the wave. That is not to say that there have not been individuals here and there, or that there are not individuals that are ready for the ascension to happen within them. But as far as a wave goes, which indicates a number of people that are ready, then no, that has not occurred yet. You will know when that occurs, just so you know.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Okay, well, this is Melinda. I would just like to say hi and send my love to everybody because both of my questions have already been answered. Love you.
Oh.
How about that?
Oh, okay, it's my turn. I'm trying. I hope this question...
Did you raise your hand? Not that it would matter. We cannot see it anyway.
Okay, I haven't wrote it in my journal, so I won't forget this one. Okay, this is channeled by Arn Allingham, and he has his thing is zingdag.com, but he channeled Adamu, A-D-A-M-U.
Adamu, yes.
Is that how it's? Adamu of the monadic entity of the Palladian civilization. And so I used his words to phrase the question, and this is just my wondering. How will Earth's human population... In situ ascension process, when it succeeds, irrevocably alter galactic relations and end once and for all the interplanetary wars that have raged since the beginning of time. The ascension of the human population has never been done this way before. It's different than any other. And is that so crucial to the well-being of the whole galaxy? And I've read that before, that beings from other universes are looking at us excitedly. And I've wondered how this tiny little planet on the edge of the universe can have this much influence everywhere. I mean...
Is that your question?
Yeah. How will Earth's population, our ascension process, change the interplanetary wars that have been raging since the beginning of time?
First of all, to understand this more fully, you have to understand that the Earth is very important here. It is a very important piece of property that has been bought over for a very long time. And those of you, the human population here that now is the caretaker, not the owner, but the caretaker of this planet, are the ones who are rightfully here to make this planet their own fully, without the interference from outside, which has occurred for a very long time, as you speak of these very many wars and all of this. Now, the ascension process that is happening here is certainly a first here, in terms of an entire planet and all of the population having the ability or the potential to go through the ascension process together. This has never happened before. There have been individuals that have happened. There have even been mass ascensions that have happened. but there has never been a mass ascension with also the planet that they are associated with at the same time. So this is very unique. It is unique in all of the universe here. And this is why the galaxy, across the galaxy, the solar system, the galaxy, this is why so many are here to not only be a part of this and participate in this, but many to simply witness it. It is a major event that you are in the middle of. If you can imagine the movies that you have seen where the characters in the movies, and some of you have said, boy, I would love to be a character like that. I would love to be in a situation like that. Not in the movie directly as an actor, but actually in that situation. Have not many of you said that before? You would love to be in that that position. And here you are, and you are in that position. You are the character here. You are the stars of your own movie, you see? You are acting it out. Does this answer your question?
Yes, thank you very much.
Yes.
Yes.
Any other questions now?
Yes, this is Lorelei. Hello,
yes.
Beautiful one who serves. So I wanted to ask you, so I had an individual who requested that we send the light to some dark forces. And I wanted to ask you, we've termed this thing of sending the light, and also through some other processes, I've heard of the pulling of the energy through the darkness, or people who where there's upset or turmoil or whatever. So I was curious to know, can you give us an idea of what's the difference between sending the light and pulling the energy through, and when you might use each one?
First of all, we would say for you not to get bogged down in the details here, just to send the light. And when you send the light, let it go. Just send it and let it go. If you pray, pray and let it go. You see? Ask and you shall receive. So send the light wherever you would send it. You do not even need to specifically send it anywhere if you do not want to. Just be the light, send the light, and let it go and be whatever it needs to be and wherever it is needed. This is what you need to do. If you are trying to direct it and be a and specifically send it to something, then you are not letting the orchestration take care of itself. You are orchestrating it yourself, you see? You see the difference here?
Yeah, that's interesting. Okay. But we did that when we went into Montauk. So what's the difference in terms of that?
That was a specific process that we had you undertake here, specifically for that particular purpose. There
okay.
are times when that is needed. And for that particular time, it was needed. And by the way, just since you brought this up, you, all of you that participated in that, you had a marvelous effect on that process. Those ones there, those ones called the Chimera, they ran for the hills after that, many of them. You don't know it directly because it has not been spoken of except through one or two individuals, but much happened as a result of that. You need to know that. You need to know that as a group together, you have great power. You have great power as an individual too, but as a group, you multiply that power many times over. This is why when you see those ones of what the witches and things like that, when they are individual, they cannot command much energy. But when they are together as a force, then they command great energy. This is the same thing. You are the white witches. See? You are the good ones, not the bad ones. Are you a good witch or a bad witch? You're a good witch. You see? Or a wizard, or whatever it might be.
Wow.
Warrior. That is even the better word here. The warriors of peace and love and light.
Light.
Any other questions here? Other questions?
Hello, the witnesses.
There we are, yes.
Hello, it's me.
Yes, we know me.
Hello. It's Rhea.
Yes, we know.
Rhea, Athena, and the rest. Yes, I just wanted, I had a lovely memory the other night given. It was, I understand that for our highest good of all, sometimes we're not allowed to remember our astral travels. It is, so it doesn't alter timelines or individual timelines sometimes. But sometimes, if it is for our highest good, we can download that memory, like a file being opened up in a computer, a document. And a document was opened up, if you wish to call it like that, for me. And I was, it was an astral travel. And I was on the New Jerusalem. And I was in these, like, pods. I call it a pod, but they're all stacked on each other. But they're where your quarters are, where you sleep. And, you know, and on one side, there was a balcony looking down into this huge botanical garden. Botanical. And in the middle of the garden was a lady, a being, but she was, like, blue-skinned. She was beautiful. And she had all these children around her in this botanical garden, and she was playing some instrument. It was almost, I couldn't quite, it looked like a, it's not a violin, no, it wasn't a violin, but I would say it sounded like a violin, but it didn't look like a violin. I was trying to, so perplexed to, what
is okay,
that
whatever
playing?
It is, continue
yeah.
with your question.
Move on.
Yeah, I was just wanting to know, like, you know, so, yeah, sorry. I wanted to know what the instrument was, really.
Oh, that is your question. You want to know what the instrument was?
No, I do know. There was more to the question, but I would. Now I'm getting all discombobulated because I was. Don't worry about it. Just it's okay. It was all right. Don't worry. I'll share it another time. Quite long.
First of all, we are going to help you here. When you are experiencing astral travel as you do, you are not going to alter the timelines. You do not need to worry about that. There is nothing that you can do to create a new timeline by astral traveling or going into the etheric realm or the causal realm or any of this. Actually, that is not quite true. We're getting a nudge from off the side here. When you are in the causal realm, you can affect change. You can bring about great change. So it is important when you are working with these energies and these vibrations and these different dimensions, it is important for you to know as you are going through there to, first of all, protect yourself always with the light. That is a paramount importance here. And then when you are doing this, make sure that you have guidance with you as you move into those higher realms, at least until you are more proficient with these techniques. And even at some point, you will be in the fifth dimension, and therefore you will be more in the causal plane, and you will directly affect everything that happens in the moment that you create it, you see. So for the time being, though, you do not need to be concerned about your astral travel, your meditative states, or anything of this nature. You cannot affect a timeline change here at this point. You are not of the ability to do that yet. So no concern there. As to what you experienced of being on the balcony and looking over on the New Jerusalem, yes, we have been there many times, and there is a balcony you are looking down over, a huge garden, you might say, beautiful garden of trees and flowers and waterfalls and streams and all of the things you can imagine. And there is even those great ships that have an ocean on them, if you can imagine the possibility of the hugeness that is there. We're speaking of ships the size even larger than Jupiter, you see? So very huge ships. And as to the instrument that you are experiencing, the importance of the direct instrument isn't that important, but to know that what you are experiencing was a memory of what you knew before, even in the times of Lemuria, where you had the same instrument. It is a string instrument, as you were describing, and it has a resonance, a beautiful resonance, unlike anything you have heard here on this planet at this point. Okay?
Yeah, yes, it was so beautiful. She was playing it to the children, and it was just stunning to see the children's, the vibration coming off the children. And Ashtard actually said exactly what you said. You can play this instrument. You've played it before. And, of course, I'm perplexed. I'm thinking, oh, have I? Oh. But, yeah, I've just never seen it in with my human eyes, but it was wonderful that you just said, exactly what Ashtar said, I've played this before. I know this instrument, and I've played it before. So I just wanted to share that. So thank you, guys. Thank you.
Wonderful, yeah. Are there other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
Okay.
To know we are not going to answer your question. we are joking here, of
course.
Well,
you never usually do.
We might surprise you sometimes, Cynthia.
Well, lately, I especially want to sit down and tell you all the great things that are happening to me in messages and my dreams and stuff, but I guess that will have to wait till we meet, maybe in person. But about a week and a half ago in the morning, I was laying there, and every once in a while, but this was particularly strong the one morning, and I was getting, it was like getting chills, but it was like a vibration or, running throughout my whole body. And I was thinking to myself, wow, maybe that's a download, that came to me. So the first question is, was that like a download, or was I just cold? And then the next thing that happened...
The former,
okay.
Yes.
And the next thing that happened, you know how I think in my mind and stuff, but I was just on the edge of sleeping awake and all that, so I'm thinking, talking to myself. And then I get this, it says, like, we are here to help you achieve ascension. And in my mind, I go, oh, that's something the Galactics would say. And then I had like an aha moment, and I thought, well, it would, that I would have just let pass by normally in my mind, but I caught it, and it was like a message. Was that a real message? Sorry. I know it doesn't matter who it comes from. It could come from anywhere, I guess.
We think many of you probably know what we are going to say here. But and this is not only for you who is asking this question, but for many of you. You think too much.
Yes.
You think too much. Do not think it. As you are going through these processes and you are getting these wonderful experiences and these messages, do not think about them. Just be them. Just let them be. You see? Let it come through. Does not matter who it is that's speaking to you, whether they're Galactics or Sanat Kumara or Archangel Michael or whoever it might be. They are just being who they are and bringing these messages to you because you are in that moment, you are prepared for them. But as soon as you start questioning them, then the meaning of them that is there for you, that more would then be added, is lost. You see? And that is the important thing. When you receive the message, do not think about it. Just receive it, let it be, and then more can come to you. But as soon as you start thinking about it and wondering if this is a real message, am I making this up, then it will stop. You see? This goes for visions as well. When you have visions and you see this, for such as the one who saw Sanat Kumara, but he did not question it. He saw him. And for now until the end of this lifetime, which, by the way, is going to be a very long time, we are telling you that you experienced a wonderful moment and felt his energies. And his energies are akin to you. This, we are speaking to this one Dennis directly. These energies from Sanatara are akin to you. You resonate to these energies because you know these energies. This is why you were able to see him. We cannot tell you more about this. You have had a difficult time in this life at times, but you are moving through all of this, and you are coming to the times where you are going to be beyond the programming that has created all of the difficulties you have gone through and continue to go through. That is all we can say on this. We probably have said more than we needed to, or more than we were supposed to, or more than we should have. You know there are no shoulds, right?
Right.
You are learning. Even though we pound your head against the wall or rock against the wall, however you guys pronounce this, we do it over and over and hoping one of these times that it will get in there. But we are knowing that it is getting in there. These messages, these ancient wisdom that's coming forward here is getting in there, and it is becoming a part of your everyday life. Did this answer your question, Cynthia? We know we go way off track here and all of that.
Yes, you did, but I just wanted to make a quick comment on that. I mainly wanted to point out to you that I might have in the past just, that would have ran through my mind and I would have just dismissed it. But this time I actually caught it. It was like a light bulb went off. So it was exciting for me, and I did trust in it.
Very good.
Something happening there.
Very wonderful. Yes.
Thank you, yes.
There are ones here in this room and even ones that are on the phone that have these types of experiences, and they go with them. And this is why they can keep coming back and saying they had this experience and that experience, because they are allowing it to be. You know who you are as we speak about this. So continue to let this come and be a part of your expression. Are there other questions here?
Mm-hmm. Yes, one who serves. Hello, this is Eleanor.
Yes.
I just wanted to address paralysis attacks. I always do my daily intentions and protection prayers, invocations, violet, white pillar, and white light, and all of that every single day and evening. And this happens to me not in sleep time, but wake paralysis, as in I'm sitting there, but my eyes kind of drift off. I am aware, but I'm like in between. And I have these attacks, which the last two have been so severe, which to my understanding, you know, their love is their enemy. So just thinking it ends the attack. Being aware of that, love and light, that's my weapon. So these last two attacks were so severe, I can't look around. I can't move. It's such a severity. It's to the point that I can't even think the word love or light. I am totally frozen, and it's as if my neck is broken. There is something with my neck. And I just had a question in the aspect that with the invocations, prayers for protection, love and light, and the pillar and everything else, why this is occurring? Would you know why this still comes through?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do, because where you come from, predominantly where you have come from, you have experienced these wars that have been spoken of directly in that experience that you were in, actually many experiences as we find it. The term warrior for you is very apropos here, because you have been a warrior in many indications, much alongside of Archangel Michael at times. And you have experienced much of this, and those of the dark forces, we speak not only of here on this planet, but the dark forces in general, know of you. They are aware of you. They know your vibration. Now, to understand what is occurring now, it is a continuation of the same belief system, you might say, that you came in with in this lifetime. Not that you consciously always believe it, but you have that belief system within you that you have to fight the dark side all the time, just as you have previously. There are other ones amongst you that are also in the same boat, you might say. But you are experiencing this because you believe you need to experience it because it's what you've always known. Now, with that understanding, if you can begin to let go of this, we are not saying do not protect yourself. Certainly protect yourself with the light, always. This goes for everyone. But do not overdo it. Let go. Let your higher self come through you and be in you and take over here as much as possible. And you will find as this occurs, as you let it go and let it be, get the song out, the Beatles song, let it be, play it over and over, feel it, experiencing it. There is magic in those words, in that melody. There is magic in it if you allow it. So let it come, let it be, and do not be concerned about it, and you will find that these episodes that you are having will begin to dissipate more and more. Some of this is a karmic situation, but we do not want you to think in terms of karma here because you do not need to. This is all of you now. Karma is gone for most of you in terms of coming before this lifetime. Most of you have moved beyond that. That is not to mean that you cannot create karma now, and some of you have created some karma in this lifetime. But predominantly, for most of you, the karma from past lives is ended. This is something important that you will not hear in many situations or many places because we are speaking directly to those of you here. Whereas when you listen to other sources coming through that are speaking to the collective population, as much as would be listening to that one, then they are meant for the collective. But this is meant for those of you in this group. Okay?
Okay. Oh, my goodness. You've helped me so much with that. Thank you. I don't have any fear. I never have any fear. So I'm always surprised when that does happen. But what you've shared has helped me greatly with so much love. Thank you. God bless.
Good.
Yes. Want to serve?
Yes.
Yes, I just want
more here, but then we will need to release channel. But yes, your question?
Yes. Yes, I just want to say it. What you just said is true. Because it happened to me. I was sleeping early at night around 1:30 or something. An angel woke me up by my name. They called my name and said, "Wake up, we had a message for you from the highest power." And when I received that message, it was like, I just choose not to be scared or question it or anything. I just listen. And the angel talked around, you know, about 5 or 7 minutes, giving me messages from God and the angels. And then I was listening. It's kind of frightening, but I will choose not to just, I was just listening because I really was ready to listen. To hear something from God. And after I listened, and when after she said, "Okay, now I'm taking my depart," that's when, you know, the Archangel Michael came, and I told you that one before. That's what Archangel Michael came, Archangel Raphael, and our angels. So it was wonderful what you said. It's very true. When you allow it, it will happen. So I was just saying
that. That is correct. Those of you that say, "Why will it not happen to me?" and then it happens to you and you frighten them off or you get scared and you start calling on Yeshua and Sananda and Archangel Michael, "Protect me, protect me." What are they protecting you? From some angels?
Oh, gosh, that's good.
Any further? One more question, then we will leave.
I just want to make a clarification, if that's okay.
Yes, please do. Is this Joanna or Shoshana?
Yes.
Yes,
just,
what?
Well, a little of both.
Very good. Well, we will take a little of both here.
So, what's been rolling around in my head, when Norma asked her question about, here's how I heard it, that she wanted to know why we were so important. Like this little planet on the edge of the galaxy, you know, everybody's watching us, yada, yada, yada. But what I want to clarify with that is anytime there's a huge increase in consciousness, or even a small increase in consciousness, the entire universe and beyond is affected. So those that are watching us are going to benefit from this greatly in their own evolution. So that's why we're important.
Yes, wonderful. You've heard of the butterfly effect?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you are the butterflies. And you are infecting not only this planet, but not only the solar system, not only the galaxy, but the entire universe. You flap your wings, and something major happens across the universe.
Wow.
Wonderful.
Very good. We are ready to release channel here. Just as we said earlier, expect Archangel Michael to come in with a wonderful, important, and timely message that is coming. James has no idea yet what this is, and this is how we are going to keep it for now. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Peace be with you.
Thank you.
Love and light.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, do you have a name?